The good-to-great examples that made the final cut into the study attained extraordinary results, averaging cumulative stock returns 6.9 times the general market in the 15 years following their transition points. To put that in perspective, General Electric, considered by many to be the best-led company in America at the end of the 20th century, outperformed the market by 2.8 times over the 15 years 1985 to 2000. Furthermore, if you invested a dollar in a mutual fund of the good-to-great companies in 1965, holding each company at the general market rate until the date of transition, and simultaneously invested a dollar in a general market stock fund, your dollar in the good-to-great fund, taken out on January 1, 2000, would have multiplied 471 times, compared to a 56-fold increase in the market. These are remarkable numbers, made all the more remarkable when you consider the fact that they came from companies that had previously been so utterly unremarkable. Consider just one case, Walgreens. For over 40 years, Walgreens had bumped along as a very average company, more or less tracking the general market. Then, in 1975, seemingly out of nowhere, bang, Walgreens began to climb, and climb, and climb, and climb, and it just kept climbing. From December 31, 1975, to January 1, 2000, a dollar invested in Walgreens beat a dollar invested in technology superstar Intel by nearly two times, General Electric by nearly five times, Coca-Cola by nearly eight times, and the general stock market, including the NASDAQ stock run-up at the end of 1999, by over 15 times. Calculations of stock returns used throughout this book reflect the total cumulative return to an investor, dividends reinvested and adjusted for stock splits. The general stock market, often referred to as simply the market, reflects the totality of stocks traded on the New York Exchange, American Stock Exchange, and NASDAQ. How on earth did a company with such a long history of being nothing special transform itself into an enterprise that outperformed some of the best-led organizations in the world? And why was Walgreens able to make the leap when other companies in the same industry with the same opportunities and similar resources, such as Eckerd, did not make the leap? This single case captures the essence of our quest. This book is not about Walgreens per se, or any of the specific companies we studied. It is about the question, can a good company become a great company? And if so, how? And our search for timeless universal answers that can be applied by any organization. Our five-year quest yielded many insights, a number of them surprising and quite contrary to conventional wisdom, but one giant conclusion stands above the others. We believe that almost any organization can substantially improve its stature and performance, perhaps even become great, if it conscientiously applies the framework of ideas we've uncovered. This book is dedicated to teaching what we've learned. The remainder of this introductory chapter tells the story of our journey, outlines our research method, and previews the key findings. In Chapter 2, we launch headlong into the findings themselves, beginning with one of the most provocative of the whole study, Level 5 Leadership.